Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Ogletzer dictating an endoscopy report on Gail Brown, date of birth 10/28/1961, date of procedure November 22nd, 2023. Physician is Evgeny Ogletzer, deal. Referring physician is Dr. Vimayala Gonzalez. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Next line, indication, left upper quadrant abdominal pain, comma, GERD, comma, early satiety. Next line, description of procedure informed consent of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy, role explained to the patient period. The patient was brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period, or while lubricated on this video, gastroscope is introduced into the septum and advances direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus period, which reflects you the was obtained of the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient tired of the procedure well without any complications. Findings number one, unremarkable esophagus. Next line, Z line was regular, 36 centimeters from the bipoc. Next line, there was approximately 2 centimeters sliding mitral hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. This was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was a duodenal sweep there was a duodenal sweep slash D2 question mark polyp versus redundant tissue noted, period. This was biopsied for histology. The mucosa appeared similar to all the duodenal mucosa without any abnormalities, period. Next line, there was a D2 nodule that was biopsied for histology with yellow material fatty appearing material extruding following the biopsy. This is likely a lipoma. Next line, biopsies are obtained of the duodenum for histology to rule out the ecstasies. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, based on path, a polyp may need either a repeat endoscopy for reevaluation or an endoscopic ultrasound next line follow up in office as previously scheduled.